This is Margaret Cho, and you're listening to The Bicast, podcasting for the bisexual community.
Welcome to The Bicast, a podcast for the bisexual community. We are speaking with Samuel Archer, individual with some very creative ideas on how to be more bi-visible. Welcome, Samuel.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. So let's get started. Can you tell me just a little bit about yourself?
I am primarily a student at Temple University, but I'm also a working artist. I'm a photographer and a writer, and my experiences as a bisexual transgender man greatly inform my work. In my photography, I see the body as a landscape, and I am very interested in deconstructing how we perceive things.
Mm-hmm.
And I am very much interested in cutting away all the assumptions we place onto bodies and seeing the body as it actually is. And in my writing, I'm very interested in identity and how we form identity, because mm-hmm. I know as a bisexual, I've often been told that I am false and duplicitous, and also as a trans person. So it's been very hard for me personally to form an identity, and I think that's a universal experience. And so I'm really interested in deconstruction. Okay, so how do we form self in a world that is telling us we aren't real?
Exactly, exactly. I am so intrigued with your piece, The Landscape.
Uh-huh.
It really draws you in and makes you wonder, what are we looking at? And it's really wonderful. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And very personal. I also, this is going to sound funny, but I was really intrigued with your piece, The Stairs, and I assume it's in the subway. It really brought to mind to me relativity. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really striking to me, so I like your work quite a bit. So let's talk about the book you are working on.
Okay.
I was in love right away, and I cannot wait for you to finish it. It's quite fascinating. And being a person who is considered to be a mental health patient, I really appreciate what you did with that.
Well, thank you. I wanted to involve mental health in the book because I think I'm also someone who experiences mental illness, and I'm often told that my experience is removed from the norm, that I am mm-hmm. abnormal. But I really mm-hmm. think everyone has issues with mental health. It's just not often talked about. And so I really wanted everyone who reads the book to really connect to these two bisexual characters mm-hmm. and to really become involved with them and to really feel compassion for them, because when each chapter starts out, the reader is going to make very negative assumptions about both of my characters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I want to challenge all these assumptions by the end of the chapter and make you realize that what you originally thought based on very little information is actually false.
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
these are two very complex, very compassionate individuals undergoing very hard circumstances. And I think when we meet someone, we often make assumptions on them based on what they look like, based on what they say, and we inform these things and how we treat that person, when in reality, everything we could be thinking of them could be completely erroneous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think as bisexuals, we often face that. People often have very strong assumptions on what it means to be a bisexual, and will often say, well, this is your identity and this is how I think it is. And they don't actually want to learn what it's really like.
I agree with you totally on that. And I love the fact you introduced them when they're both in such personal crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do make all these very wrong assumptions about people. I do it all the time. I think there's something that we've been trained to do all our life.
Mm-hmm.
And I always am so happy when I'm wrong, of course. And I think it is something that we need to develop, all of us need to develop, is to work past that when we recognize it and recognize it when we're doing it. Mm-hmm. I think the world would be a better place. When we first meet Abel, like you said, we have a real negative, you know, feeling about what is going on. And I love the way you are so understanding and compassionate with their mental illness. And I agree with you. And especially as bisexuals, I think that we face a lot of mental health disparities simply by the nature of our orientation, that we are not validated enough. And I'm not sure where I wanted to go with that, but I think I was just going to reiterate what you said. I really felt very badly for Samuel to go through that terrible guilt. And Mallory, too, I mean, she's having, I love the phrase, I suppose to spoil it a little bit, I love the phrase, I feel so good that it hurts. I can really relate to that.
Thank you. Writing Mallory was a really interesting experience. I know as a trans man, as I further go into my transition, I am being given all these messages about women, and that I know cis men internalize these images. So I really wanted to connect to a very authentic place with her, and I knew it was going to be difficult because I was starting to forget what it was like to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I really had to dig deep and really into an emotional center of, okay, so what were my experiences as a woman? Because as a trans man, people don't often ask me about these experiences. And so I'm often left wondering if they actually happened because they're not acknowledged. And so writing her story was really powerful for me because I remembered all these things about being seen as a woman.
Mm-hmm. So I've been curious about that. Do you think that the reason that as a trans man that you move away from that experience is kind of a self-protection because you are re-identifying yourself?
I think for a lot of trans men, they want to have pride in their identity, and mm-hmm. they want to be accepted by other men, which mm-hmm. I think is totally valid.
Me too.
I have a very different experience in that I am a gender and non-conforming man
mm-hmm.
who is bisexual, and consequently, mm-hmm. men are not going to accept me on the average.
Yeah, exactly. It's very difficult for bisexual men.
Yeah.
To be a bisexual trans man, you know, that's, you know, triple whammy. I understand. You also have another project that you are wanting to work on, and I am very intrigued by that. You wanted to photograph local bi people in the Philadelphia area, is that correct?
Yes, I think a lot about, because I'm partially sighted, mm-hmm. and so I think that sighted people determine who we are based on a glance at what we look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for bisexual people, it is really hard for us to be seen visibly because there is no way to be seen as visibly bisexual. If you look queer, people assume you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
There's no mm-hmm. gray area. I know as a bisexual, I've often struggled with trying to find ways to insert my bisexuality into what's going on around me. Like I would wear the bisexual pride flag as a button on my backpack. But I found, even among bisexuals, that no one knew what it meant. And mm-hmm. so I was constantly having to explain to people, okay, so this is the bisexual pride flag, and it does exist. And I know when I meet other bisexuals, which is, even though I know there are many of us, it's a very rare occurrence for me to meet an out bisexual, I think because it's so hard to be visibly bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
They often say, oh, I struggle with being visible.
And they struggle with the label.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah. And, you know, I think that now in the early stages of where we are being so much more visible, we end up being educators. And mm-hmm. hopefully we won't have to be in that position. But we seem to have to be at the moment. Recently, The Biscuit did a whole other piece on what the bisexual flag is. So, you know, that kind of visibility helps.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be a great project. Yeah, had CUID, a bisexual person. They don't all wear bow ties or have their hair cut short or, you know, that kind of thing. So anything else you'd like to add today about your projects?
I've been really thinking a lot about this. One important thing about my novel and my photography project is I really want to talk about integration because I, as a bisexual, I often get told I'm half straight and half gay, or people don't want to see me as bisexual. They want to peg me as gay because I act so feminine. And so I often feel like there are these two sides to my experience that are never acknowledged. People just want to see me as either or, and there's no room for looking in the gray. And I think everyone is in the gray. I don't think any label really describes anyone perfectly. And so I really think that to push for the gray really helps everyone. I don't want this project just to be for bisexuals, although I think that's really important. I want to show everyone the possibilities of what it means to be human.
Absolutely. Do you feel as we as bisexuals are in a unique place to help other people understand sexual and gender diversity?
Yes. I am very pleased to be bisexual because I think it provides endless opportunities to learn about people. I get to go into so many different communities and experience what it's like to be in all of them. And I can share that knowledge with people and really help them understand what it's like to inhabit different modes of being.
I'm very encouraged about your project. I hope you can get this off the ground.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. All links will be provided on the website. I encourage everyone to please go check out Samuel's beautiful photography, and we will be waiting to get a chance to read your book, and it will be great. Everyone, keep watching for that. I will post it when it is available. I wish you the best of luck, Samuel.
Thank you.
I want to remind you all, you are not wrong, and you are not broken, and you are not alone. You are a human being, and you are bisexual. Goodbye, Samuel. The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.
You sit back.